The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember your first big job? You remember that feeling you got? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What was your first big one, Ann? Because right away you were the one that said, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I won a spokesperson contest in New Mexico when I was in college.
What?
And that was the first thing that I ever won that made my family kind of turn their heads and say, oh, okay, maybe he can do something with whatever he's doing in his room.
What were you a spokesperson for?
I was a spokesperson for the Credit Union Association of New Mexico. And so I would run their website, do blog posts, and then go meet with the different credit unions to come up with the campaigns and stuff. So
you won that job?
Yeah, won that. It was like a statewide search.
I thought for sure you're going to say, didn't you do something for MTV at one point?
Yeah, before that I was doing MTV stuff. But it was all on the internet.
You're like, that wasn't paid.
That wasn't paid. But also my family didn't know what it meant. But when I won the credit union thing, this is going to be my claim to fame. I was on a bunch of pamphlets in all the credit unions across New Mexico. And that's when my grandma could walk in and like see my face. And for her, that was like a,
Of course.
She's like, MTV, no big deal. She's like, Anthony's at the credit union.
Credit union pamphlets? Do you still have a pamphlet?
Oh, my God. I know my mom has some somewhere. I'll look for
them. You better put that up on the gram, Anthony. You better do it. Otto, do you remember your first big job?
When I was 18, I got a job with Stereophile Magazine. And that was like... That was a life changer for me because I actually got to travel all over the country.
At 18, and set up shows.
So it was like I was part of the show division where they like the live show division where they would.
What did it make you feel like?
Oh, what did it make me feel? I felt like an adult, really. Because at that age, I felt like I had a real job. I was actually making, I got a per diem.
Oh,
I was like,
I
had my own hotel room.
What? At 18?
Yeah. So I would just go, like, I would just go explore the city. I'd be in San Francisco or New York or Miami.
Is wild for work. So you're getting paid to travel to these big cities. Hold on.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a lot of work and it was not fun work. One time I was an elevator operator for 8 hours where I literally sat in an elevator for 8 hours.
Hey, get it.
I mean, but I got paid for it. And
did you feel like a worldly guy though? You know what I mean.
I was fresh out of high school, still in college.
I felt like I was seeing the world.
I was taking it all in. It was amazing.
What a great introduction to adulthood too. And Dana, what was your first adult job?
I learned all about martinis on those trips.
Martinis?
Everyone was way older than I was.
My first adult job? Motherhood. I was 15, remember?
Yeah.
That's the scariest hood of them all.
I don't recommend it.
No.
All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today we are celebrating Sweet and Savory Collide. It is National Chicken and Waffles Day.
It is never too early or too late for breakfast dinner.
I love that everywhere has chicken and waffles, though, now.
Mm. Yeah, and they are good. It doesn't sound like a good combo, but trust me, it's great, especially when the chicken is spicy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's say you're in this beautiful relationship and you give someone a gift and then you break up. Do they have to give the gift back? My opinion is no. We're having this discussion on social media. Now I'm bringing it to the radio, and it all stemmed from some down in the DM. I don't even remember what day it started. But I think if you give somebody a gift, that's their gift. 877-730-DCS1. And if they're crying for it back, that's their problem. So we have Ebony on line one. What are your thoughts?
Who buys something and then when you break up, you're going to take it back? That's childish. Why did you buy it if you were going to take it back?
I've never given somebody something and then said, give it back.
It's giving. I'm mad. You made me mad. So now I got to do something to hurt you. Like, during it, I get it. I understand. It's like, okay, we broke up. I'm so angry. Because I ain't going to lie. I have done something to somebody before because I knew it was going to hurt them because they hurt me. So hurt people. But when you mature and when you learn and you grow, it's just like, you know what? You got that. You can have that. And just keep on moving with your life. You don't have to do all of that. Like, it doesn't call for all that.
Ebony, that's another thing I was thinking. He wants back in that house. He wants to talk to her. He wants to force a conversation.
He's trying to find his way back up in there so he can slither back in between her legs and continue to be the snake that he is. That's exactly what he wants to do. It's going to be a whole bunch of excuses. No.
Now,
girl,
that being
leave him
said,
alone. Go live your life.
Yes. Now, that being
and
said.
And leave him where he at.
And remember, we're talking about this down in the DM. Like I said, I don't remember what day it played, but this man was arguing over an air fryer. Like, seriously? That's why I knew he just wanted to go back into her home and start another conversation in hopes to be back in her life. I would just use that air fryer and I would love every second of it. Every single time. I will make dinner for the next man in my life with that air fryer.
I'm going to use that same air fryer to cook the next meal for the next man that come into my home. Thank you and have a good day.
And I might even send Benny a photo. All right, girl. We love you, Benny. I love you, girl.
Exactly. Like, if you want to be petty, like, I can be petty. Just like, I'm not Michelle Obama. When you go low, I'm going to hell. So, no. I am not Michelle Obama. You go low, I'm going to hell. I am.
Ebony, I love you.
Thank you, Ebony.
Are you giving a gift back or do you think it's petty? Because I think it's childish and petty and you gave it to me. It's mine. 877-730-DCS1. Call now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're asking the question, have you ever left something at an ex's house you wished you'd gotten back? And if you're gifted something, shouldn't you be able to keep that? They shouldn't be asking for it back. We have Karina on line two. All right, woman, what are your thoughts on this convo?
If you break up with me, you ask me for your stuff back, I'm just going to be petty and keep it. I'm not going to keep it, but you don't have to know that. And it's like for damages, you know, and like my wasted time.
No, take it off a little fee.
Not for interest.
No, it's for damages. Yeah. That you're exactly right. It's like a court hearing. And the judge says you must pay for all that time that I wasted my life with you.
Yes.
Especially in this type of thing. Have you ever left something at an ex's that you think about once in a while?
No.
She said no.
No, like whatever that's behind is left behind, including them. You know, like it's
hello.
Just like good riddance.
Let's go.
You know, I literally had a visual, Karina, of driving off and looking in my rearview mirror and all the stuff and the baggage and the man. Everything's behind me. Why do you want it? Why do you want to bring it with you?
I think women are better at this than most men. At least
why
the men
do you
I
think,
know. Because they're colder than it. It's when a woman goes cold, she's not coming back.
But it's usually after putting up with a lot.
That's what I was going to say. Like, especially if they cheated and then they want their stuff back. Like, con qué cara, you know, with what face are you asking me to give you your stuff back after you cheated on me?
That's a lot of Spaldings to come. Yeah, exactly. Call your mother.
You?
Where is your mother? Put her on the phone for me. My goodness. Karina, thank you so much. We love you, girl. Bye.
Love you too, bye.
Okay, so Andrew's been holding for a minute. Andrew, how do you feel about this?
I mean, yeah, I've had an experience like that where I asked the chick that I was with last. I was like, yeah, I want that necklace back. I want that bracelet back. Like, dude, that costs money. Like, I'll take that back and I'll go get my money back.
But you can't get your money back for used jewelry.
That's
and
right,
you
Andrew.
Gave it to somebody. You gave it. Wouldn't you give a gift? It's not yours. That's why you give. You're not loaning it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying on that. But at the same time, it's like if the other person did something wrong, I want my stuff back.
I'm with that.
Like if it's a mutual, if it's like a mutual separation thing, yeah, that's cool. Keep it. I'm cool with that. But like if you did me wrong, yeah, I want my stuff back. And somebody can say it's petty, but yeah, I'll take it back.
You're just Mr. Petty. You don't even care. Call you Mr. Petty.
Andrew Rebo and everything.
If that's what it is, hey, that's what it is, that's what it is.
Look here, Mr. Petty. It was different, though, because Benny was the one doing the bad, and he wanted his air fryer back.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah. And I get that with his situation. Yeah, I mean... Dude, take that L. Forget that air fryer. Forget that air fryer, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Andrew, every time you call us now, every time you call us, you tell me you're Mr. Petty. I love you, sir. Bye.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, bye.
All right, Colin's on hold. He says he's got a little different POV. Colin, explain.
I think it's all about timing because this happened to me.
Okay.
I got engaged to this girl, and I found out a month later that she was cheating on me.
Oh,
and
Colin.
So you did. Hell yes, I asked for that ring back.
Hell yeah, you better get it back, Colin. You better get it back. Did she give it back?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Because I was about to be mad at her. I'm still mad at her anyway, but...
But like an air fryer, that's petty.
I'm like, come on. Colin, so you're engaged to this woman. Obviously, you thought you knew her. How long were you with her before you got on bended knee and asked her to marry you?
I was with her for about a year and a half.
Gosh, so you were with her a pretty long time. What in the world happened? I don't understand.
She ended up cheating on me with apparently someone that she had been with in the past. And she said it was like a mistake and all that, but I don't deal with cheating.
How did you find out? Did she tell you or did you catch her?
A friend of hers let me know.
Was she still in the relationship or was it a one-time thing?
It was a one-time thing.
But you just couldn't get past it in your heart. You knew in your heart of hearts that you would always be, that would be in the back of your mind. You wouldn't be able to trust her moving forward.
Exactly.
God, how hard was that to let her go? I mean, you loved her enough to say, let's get married. How difficult was that for you?
It took a lot of consideration because it happened a month after, but I broke up with her probably about 3 months after that because it was going through my mind a lot.
Mm. Oh, so you tried to make it work and then you just couldn't get past it and you thought, I want to drag this into a marriage. That's so smart.
If I can't get past it, yeah.
Yeah. Are you good now? Are you dating anybody?
Yeah. No, I'm single now. I'm not seeing anybody, but actively trying.
Ah, hey, now. I love the actively trying. And what'd you do with the ring?
I actually went to a punch drop.
Yes, dude. Yes, brother. Yes, dude. Yes.
Talk about petty. I love that, Colin. Man, we love you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Love you. Bye.
All right. There you go.
See ya.
See, Colin's the kind of petty I can be down with for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you heard Justin Bieber throw a grito? A grito is it's a sound of joy for Mexicans and Mexican-Americans. You're about to. We're going to play it for you. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Former Vice President Miss Kamala Harris celebrating birthday. We also have John Krasinski, Jim from The Office, celebrating his birthday.
He'll never be Jim from The Office.
We have ASAP Ferg, Snoop Dogg, and NBA YoungBoy along with my younger brother, Angelo. Happy birthday, brother. Hey, love you. Proud of you.
Angelo, the best one of all. Okay, so Justin Bieber's been out and about. And he's just randomly pulling up to little Mexican bars all over Los Angeles and playing drums and celebrating and dancing. We've got at Dana Cortez Show, video of Justin Bieber dancing to this corrido, which is it's like a Mexican folk song.
Well, why is he doing this?
So here's first let's play the grito and let me tell you what I think why he's doing it. This is Justin Bieber's grito. Not bad.
Pretty solid, yeah.
Not bad.
I expected more, but...
It was the guy was drinking, too. I mean, you know, there's only so much he could do. He just wrapped up a drum set with the band at the bar, and then he did the grito. I think he's practicing for a Coachella. I think that he's going to have a band on stage with
him. Like a banda?
I really do think you're going to see Justin Bieber 2.2. I mean it. I'm not even kidding you because there have been some of the biggest headliners. We've had Peso Pluma up there. We've had Bad Bunny up there. We've seen Karol G. I think Justin's going to pull up and show out just a little bit. He's so talented. Watching him drum, like watching him dance.
He definitely picked up the rhythms right away.
Oh my gosh. It was absolutely amazing. Like I said, you could check it out at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. But here's my thing. You know, his mother and him their relationship is on rocky ground.
Oh,
I kind of suspected this because of all of the posting he's been doing about how happy he is. I'm like, thou don't protest too much. Whenever you're telling me how happy and great and grand things are, I kind of wonder, are things that happy, great and grand? So his mother posted, she hopes that he gets right with himself and that he gets help and that he's okay. And he wrote underneath her post, don't worry about me. I don't know. So they used to have such a great relationship. You know, she was a teen mom. His dad was a teen father. But I wonder if he's going to be all right. I wonder if Selena Gomez getting married got to him. I mean, there's all these things, you know.
What
the
if it
just
be his
following?
Mom being too much on social media? Because that happens a lot, too.
I was going to say, if my mom was posting about me on social media, dude, I might get a, hey, don't do that.
I got into a three-month-long fight with my auntie because I didn't reply to one of her posts.
Why didn't you reply, Anthony?
I didn't pay attention to it. Like, I liked it and kept it pushing. She was mad at me like half the Thanksgiving dinner because I didn't reply.
She thought you did it on
purpose.
She
thought I ignored her. So sometimes having older figures or parentals on social media can get tricky.
My mom just writes crazy stuff, and I'm here for it. I'm all right. And she'll say, do you remember when you said this? I'm like, Mom. She'll remind me of things. I saw that. How do you feel about family getting in your business on social media? Your mom, your dad. You know, your mom has sent us some stuff, Otto.
My mom can't be on my social media. That was established a long, long time ago.
Mom-o-matic. I love it.
She does slide in there every once in a while.
Yeah, slide in there. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's our spiritual forecast for the week? Well, it's time for What's Your Sign? We're going to get it all as a collective. Sirmati, welcome. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So I know we've got some moon situations and stuff. We'll get into that after we get our psychic reading. If you'd like one, 877-730-DCS1.
My name is Vanessa, and I connected with the one that you had just done, I think like a couple weeks ago, with the lady that lost her husband, because I recently lost my husband as well, and I'm raising two toddlers alone as a single mom. So I just wanted to get some advice. Thank you so much.
How do you feel about her and her situation?
I feel that there's a lot of questions up in the air for her. Clarity is actually coming. It's not too far off into the distance. There's a change happening within the next 9 months or so. I do pick up on a male energy coming in, and this is potentially a new partner that is going to cross her path. This is going to be a big blessing because this partner is ready to really provide and to have a family. She will feel very abundant and very happy about this, because right now she's sitting in this little storm of a lot of questions and a lot of things up in the air, like I mentioned, and it's all related to her home. It's all related to her finances. I feel like the person that's coming in is actually a provider. So this is something that is going to create a lot more harmony and peace in her life. There's a lover's energy in her.
Let me ask you something. You said she's got a provider in her horizon. Do people meet that need to meet? Do you feel like that's something that often happens?
I do feel like people find each other for a bigger purpose. It's not nothing is ever a coincidence. I honestly feel specifically for her, the person coming in is coming in from a different state. I feel like they live somewhere else and they're coming in to wherever she lives, looking for a new beginning. And when they see her, they're going to feel a connection to her right away.
Okay, now what about our spiritual forecast for the week for all of us as a collective?
So we have a new moon tomorrow, and it feels very powerful. This is a new moon that is ruled by the planet Mars. So if you combine emotions, which is related to the moon, to the planet Mars, which is aggression, there is a lot of that happening this week. But we can use it for destruction, or we can choose to use it for production. You get to choose your destiny this week. And really, we get to choose it all the time. But the spirit is really saying collectively that we are in the driver's seat this week. And that's the beautiful thing. We get to see how we use this energy to be productive or to be destructive. And we have the ability to create a very powerful new beginning, because new moons are all about new beginnings. This is a beautiful week to begin your manifestations, if that's something that you even work with. If you do, or if you don't and you want to get more into that, follow me, because I definitely talk a lot about manifesting on my page. There is a big, powerful energy of creation, and the power is in our hands to create our reality.
And you can create something negative, or you can create something positive. That destruction or production, that hit me hard.
Absolutely.
I have been so focused on being positive. I have been so focused on being productive. And I'm going to tell you now, I have been happy in a way that I hadn't felt in a long time. You just have to have the mindset.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely do. It's all about the way you vibrate, that the energy will meet you there. If you're always negative, then that's all you're ever going to see, because you're vibrating at that lower energy. And that's all you'll be able to create. But if you're seeing things for, why is this happening for me, versus being the victim and saying, why is this happening to me? Then if you look at it from the more empowered way, then you're able to manage that and see the blessing in everything.
Just like you said, you need to follow her, because she's got gems like this online every single day, and she does classes as well. So at Illis Divinity on Instagram. And I want you to have a beautiful week. I can't wait to talk to you next Monday. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Have a beautiful week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the world's fanciest chocolate brands is teaming up with a fancy chocolate. So we're talking about it in food news. Otto will give us the details. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
First hashtag, the average new car price has hit a record $50,000.
I saw that.
Can only rich people buy cars now?
That is very expensive for a car.
And even worse, one in four car owners owe more than their trade-in value, which is not a good sign. Stick with your car.
Yeah, or it's a great time to be in the used car business right now, because you can make a lot of money off
it. It is, but you also want to be fair. I think I like being fair with people. I think taking advantage and saying, hey, just keep turning over and we'll give you a bigger, fatter loan for another car and put you in a worse position. It's just not the way to go.
How many people have we seen do that and then they just put themselves so far in the hole they can't even get out?
Yeah. Are we hoping for honest car dealership?
Anthony, there are some out there. Yes. Yeah, there are some out there. Few and far between. Hit your girl up. I'll tell you who they are. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Ghirardelli Chocolates is bringing us what we all wanted, or at least you didn't know you wanted these. They have Dubai-style chocolate sundaes. And these things are going to be delicious. If you get these in your Halloween bag, just know that your neighbors are really rich.
Why? What'd they cost?
Just for the small bag of the Ghirardelli's, it's going to be $14. For the 50 count, it's going to be $75.
Yeah, those ain't going to nobody's Halloween bucket.
We just talked about a car. I better get that for Christmas.
And those are chocolates that taste like sundaes, right?
It's not like a you haven't had the Dubai-style chocolate yet? Yeah. It has like pistachios in it. It has some other kind of stuff.
They're calling it a Sunday candy, basically.
Yeah, they're calling it a Sunday. I don't think it's a full on Dubai style chocolate. It's a Dubai style Sunday chocolate.
Hey.
I just know it's spendy. That's what it is. And it's not going to be in a Halloween bag. Unless, like you said, you're rich. Oh, you ever go to those rich neighborhoods to trick or treat, though?
And they got the full size candy bars?
Yeah, come on
Amazing.
Now. Yeah, we lived in one of those neighborhoods one time.
Well. If anybody's giving out Dubai-style chocolate, just tell me and I'll hit up your neighborhood.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Let's kick it off with National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Hey!
Another thing I love right there.
You can make those at home, too, and they don't have to cost that much money. And you can air fry the chicken to make it more healthy.
This might be an unpopular opinion. I'm not a fan of chicken and waffles. I'm a fan of chicken and then waffles.
I'm a fan of them together.
Like
they're delicious.
Them together?
Yeah, the sweet and savory. I love it.
When you spice up the chicken, Anthony, it's good. Yeah, like the breading, a little spicy.
I don't like the chicken with the syrup part, but I love chicken and then waffles. I love chicken and then waffles, all right? And we also have National Statistics Day, World Statistics Day, actually.
Well, I have a statistic.
Everyone's favorite stat, throw it out.
92 million Oreos are sold every single day.
Hey!
That's a true one, true story right there.
That is crazy. I'll give you another crazy statistic. I failed it twice in college.
Oh,
you failed statistics
twice in college. Well, one time I dropped before I failed, and then I actually failed it.
Oh, whatever.
But then I finally did pass it on the third time. Third time's a charm.
I don't know. You could barely say it. I don't believe you.
My favorite is that Walmart sells more bananas than anything else in their store, period.
Like, what?
Bananas are the top-selling product in Walmart. That is
Here's another statistic. McDonald's sells more toys than any place in the world. We're just full of a plethora of useless information here on the DCS show.
Especially the fact that I failed it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.